91.3 WLRN presents South Florida Arts Beat. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Today we welcome back the ensemble in residence at FIU's School of Music since 2004. The Amernay String Quartet performs live from WLRN's Studio A. This award-winning group, born of Juilliard students, has traveled the world performing and educating since 1991. They are committed to the music of our time and aim to enlighten the concert experience through their innovative programming. Please stay with us to catch the brilliance of the Amernay String Quartet on South Florida Arts Beat, coming up right after these news updates from NPR and the WLRN Miami Herald News. Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Our program today is generously funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own TropiChop. Pollo Tropical offers gift cards in any amount. Details and store locations at PolloTropical.com. And we're also generously co-sponsored by Friends of WLRN. Our musicians today are lauded for their intelligence and immensely satisfying performances by the New York Times. They have garnered worldwide recognition, praise, and awards as one of today's exceptional string quartets. Since forming in 1991, while their founding members were students at Juilliard, our guests quickly rose to international attention after their first season, winning the gold medal at the Tokyo International Music Competition before being named first prize winners of the prestigious Banff International String Quartet Competition. Their busy schedule has taken them across the Americas to Asia, Europe, and the Middle East, performing with the greatest names in the classical world. Their workshops, masterclasses, and residencies have educated and delighted thousands throughout the years. Advocates for neglected works of the past, as well as committed to the music of our time, they continue to commission new chamber music works and to present their unique concert and conversation series. Currently, Florida International University's Ensemble in Residence. Our guests are Misha Wittinson on violin, Marcia Littley, violin, Michael Klotz on viola, and Jason Calloway, cellist. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is quite an honor for us here on South Florida Arts Beat to welcome them back again for their third year in a row and their worldwide broadcast. Please welcome the Amernay String Quartet.
Thank you. Second quartet. We will continue with the minuet of Haydn's quartet in D major, opus 76, number 5.
Thank you.
marvelous. The Amernay String Quartet. More information at amernayquartet.com. We'll resume more in just a moment. Stay with us here on South Florida Arts Beat. We are back in beautiful Studio A here at WLRN-TV, broadcasting on South Florida Arts Beat on WLRN Radio. More info at amernayquartet.com, amernetquartet.com. Look for their next performance September 30th at the Wertheim Performing Arts Center on the FIU campus. Ladies and gentlemen, the Amernay String Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon. This is Jason Calloway and the Amornay String Quartet. That was the scherza of the first quartet by Tchaikovsky. We will continue with a beautiful work we love by Alexander Zhytomyrsky, The Rabbi's Prayer.
Thank you.
Exquisite. The Amernay String Quartet. More info at amerneyquartet.com. We'll speak with Jason Calloway, cellist, in just a moment here on South Florida Arts Beat. Please stay with us. About 31 minutes past the hour, Ed Bell with you today on South Florida Arts Beat. Our program is generously funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own Tropi Chop. Pollo Tropical offers gift cards in any amount. Details and store locations at PolloTropical.com. And we're also generously co-sponsored by Friends of WLRN. I am so delighted and honored, Jason Calloway, cellist of the Amernay String Quartet, that you all have come back to give us your marvelous music for the third year in a row. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Ed. It's our pleasure to be here.
Now, there's just so much to talk about. We want to start out briefly, though, introduce the members of the quartet.
Well, uncharacteristically, we'll begin from the bottom because I'm here. I'm Jason Calloway. I'm the cellist. Michael Klotz is the violist. Marcia Litley is the second violinist, and Misha Wittenson is our first violinist.
Now, you all have been ensemble in residence at FIU, Florida International University, since 2004?
That's right.
And so you're teaching, you're giving workshops. What else is going on over there?
Well, we constitute the string faculty, and we give lessons on our instruments and teach chamber music and do a number of other things besides, and we teach a course in the Honors College where we're able to share what we know about music and as it intersects with politics and history with non-music students. So that's a great pleasure. And of course, we represent the university and our School of Music on tour throughout the U.S. and abroad, as well as right here in South Florida.
Despite all those duties, those responsibilities, you cram in 50, 60 different events all throughout the world, I presume mostly during the summer?
That's mostly during the year, believe it or not.
Throughout the year.
Indeed.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, tell us about some of your travels over the past year.
Well, over the past year, we went to Serbia. We've been to Colombia twice. We've been to Israel twice in about the last 18 months. Of course, Canada, Mexico, all over the United States. And we have another busy season ahead of us.
Let's talk about that. Thanks for the seg. September 30th at the Wertheim Performing Arts Center on the FIU campus. In November, you start your second season at FIU's Miami Beach Urban Studios. That's at 420 Lincoln Road on Miami Beach. Tell us about the Urban Studios.
Well, it is a very special place, sort of our second home. Our college was very lucky to have been granted the use of this amazing Art Deco building at the intersection of Lincoln Road and Washington, and so it constitutes an important part of the college's work. The graduate architecture program is there. There's a beautiful art gallery where our visual artists share their work, and of course, we rehearse, teach a bit, and host a three-concert series.
Wow, so that's marvelous. In November, you're back on Lincoln Road. November 9th at the Broward College Bailey Hall, and you'll be performing works by Jewish composers.
Yes, indeed. That's an important part of the work we do. And so in the context of this series, we'll play both works for quartet and also liturgical works with a cantor friend of ours, Daniel Gross, and Miami's own Dr. Alan Mason will be the pianist.
Ah, and let's not forget in May 30th, I believe, you'll be on the schedule with the wonderful pianist from the University of Miami, Paul Posnack, on the St. Martha Yamaha concert series in Miami Shores. That's always a delight.
Yes, it is. We're very excited because we'll play, besides a quintet with Paul, some works with a very young, I think she's only 11 years old, very talented local cellist.
So, Jason Calloway, we'll send you back to the stage for one more composition before our next break, and thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you, Ed.
Jason Calloway on cello, Michael Klotz, viola, Marcia Litley on violin, and Misha Wittenson on violin. Once again, their website at amerneyquartet.com. They do have CDs available on that site, and when you go there, you'll find their Facebook and Twitter addresses as well. Ladies and gentlemen, let us present again the Amernay String Quartet.
We will continue with the second movement of a quartet written for us by Jeffrey Briggs.
Thank you.
The Amernay String Quartet on South Florida Arts Beat. Please stay with us. More to come. Ed Bell with you here on South Florida Arts Beat into our final segment with this amazing string quartet, the Amernay String Quartet.
We will continue this afternoon with a work which features on one of our upcoming recordings, the first of three Ghost Rags by William Bolcom.
Thank you.
Thank you once again for joining us this afternoon on WLRN. We are the Amernay String Quartet, ensemble in residence at FIU, and we will conclude our program with the final movement of Dvorak's Quartet in D minor, Opus 34. Thank you.
The Amernay String Quartet. Magnificent. Jason Calloway on cello, Michael Klotz viola, Marcia Litley on violin, Misha Wittinson on violin. Their website at amernayquartet.com. Thank you all so much for joining us again on South Florida Arts Beat. Magnificent. Let me just briefly mention once again their concerts coming up in our final minute or two. September 30th at the Wertheim Performing Arts Center on the FIU campus. In November, they start their second season at FIU's Miami Beach Urban Studios at 420 on Lincoln Road. November 9th at the Broward College's Bailey Hall, they'll be performing works by Jewish composers. And in May, on May 30th, with Paul Posnak at the piano on the St. Martha Yamaha Concert Series in Miami Shores. More information, as we mentioned, at amernayquartet.com. Thank you so much again. As we wrap up the show today, we want to mention future South Florida Arts Beat performances coming up Friday, September the 12th. A wonderful singer-songwriter, Chloe Dolandis, brings her new compositions to South Florida Arts Beat Friday, October 24th. The Gary Lindsay Quartet, their brand new release, features their original compositions, and they are the backup group for the wonderful Gloria Estefan, but they'll be performing their original jazz fusion performances and compositions. Friday, November 14th, we hope to have the wonderful new Cuban jazz saxophonist joining South Florida Arts Beat, Orlando Sanchez. And Friday, December the 5th, we're quite honored to bring on the show a performance by the wonderful Ira Sullivan. Thank you guys so much once again, and good luck throughout all your concerts at FIU and throughout the world. Our program today is generously funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own Tropi Chop. Pollo Tropical offers gift cards in any amount. Details and store locations at PolloTropical.com. And we're also generously co-sponsored by Friends of WLRN. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. Tune in on your HD radio or go to our beautiful website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Special thanks to our technical directors today, Andy Wagner on the broadcast mix with Chris DeAngelis on the music mix. We'd also like to thank our great support staff, Alan Tomlinson, director of original programming, and his terrific TV staff, Chip Richards, Al Chikoy, Doug Clark, John Stubbs, Michael Altamiri, Ricardo Presage, and Carrie Hedrick. Thanks as well to Peter Jay, Doug Peterson, Charles Michaels, and Claudia Munoz. Many thanks to our friends of WLRN support, Norvell Jackson, Dee Diaz, Stephanie Zunino, and volunteer today, Joan Robbins. Thanks as well to Alfred Benson of WLRN and Jack Wolf of Impact Miami. Call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. Fax us your event information if you like, 305-995-2221, or email it to us at info@WLRN.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, we'll feature topical currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.